are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it looks like red wine could be actually good for your sight now. I know. Ooh-wee. All right. Apparently, it could prevent age-related deterioration of your eye muscles. We're going to talk about that. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Also, scientists have discovered a quote-unquote radiation bomb that could wipe out HIV. So we would be bombing the HIV virus in the body. Pretty cool stuff. We talked about that, you know, these little kamikaze missions, right, that these, you know, drugs could maybe do. All right, we're going to talk about that. Pretty cool stuff. All right, and then it looks like older people may actually be a lot more shrewder than their previous counterparts. So I think, you know, despite there being dementia, et cetera, older people are, don't underestimate them, okay? They are pretty smart cookies, okay? And also, we have people way into their 80s still having sex. Apparently, in this one study, a third of 75 to 85-year-olds surveyed have given or received oral sex in the last year. I'm not sure if we really want to talk about that, but if that was a shocker, you guys got to hear more. So as you could see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, and please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so sad story, but unfortunately, we're going to probably hear more, as three people have thus died in North Carolina from the flu. All right. Apparently, they say the patients were from eastern North Carolina, the Triad region, and the Charlotte area. They were middle-aged adults, and apparently they did have some underlying medical conditions. Now, health officials have said that the flu has kind of gotten off on a slow start. Usually flu peaks in January or February. You know, in years past, I started seeing flu in November in my area. But a lot of times we start seeing flu around Christmas time, end of December. We don't see as much flu around Thanksgiving as we see it around December. You know, we're hoping that many people got their vaccine. Now, from what we understand, they do have newer vaccines out that cover four strains that are for people that can't handle egg whites or egg protein, have allergies to them. So, you know, for those of you saying, oh, I'd love to get the flu shot, but I just can't because the egg allergy, from what I understand, I mean, they do have these flu vaccines available for people that cannot handle egg proteins. Call your local health department to find out where you can get them. All right? And flu vaccination is effective. All right, and it's very, very protective right now, they say, of the strains that are circulating. Now, usually the percent, you know, I think every year they look at the percent, and if I remember correctly, I think last year it had about a 60%, 60-some percent efficacy rate, and some of you are like, wait a second, that's a D. But for flu shots, that was pretty good. You know, last year's flu shot was pretty good. And they're saying this year's flu shot should be good, too. And it's not because people are trying to sell the flu shot. You don't really make a lot of money on the flu shot, okay? Let me just tell you that. You really don't, okay? You know, flu shots really haven't gone up in price that much. So, and if you've noticed, people are still getting flu shots for $25. So, I wouldn't, you know, have this whole conspiracy theory going, oh, well, the government's letting people get flu, and I don't know, no, that doesn't happen. All right, now, for those of you that go, oh, I can't take the flu shot because I get sick, we've talked about why some of you may feel that way. All right, the flu shot, the killed flu shot, the inactivated virus, okay, there's no way that virus can make you sick. You have the attenuated virus in the nasal spray form, right? That could be a weaker version that could possibly give you the flu. Usually doesn't, but that could. But the killed flu shot, no, it can't give you the flu. But what I think some of my patients feel is when they get the flu shot, their immune system starts kicking into gear. And with the immune system, you could get fever, body aches, etc. So people feel sick. So they think, well, the flu shot gave them the flu, and really it was the inflammatory response. Or some people who say, no, Dahlia, I got the flu, I got the head-on flu. Well, maybe it's because you were already exposed to the flu and the shot never had a chance to work because you were exposed to the flu before you got the shot. So, you know, and then you have some people that are like, look, I just don't want to inject anything into my body. I get that. And I feel you. I understand that. You know, I mean, it's very easy for me as a doctor to say, you know, give your kids the vaccines, you get the vaccines, everybody gets the vaccines. And I mean, I've been vaccinated, you know, and I get the vaccines, but just because I'm comfortable with it doesn't mean everybody is. I get it. You know, you're a healthy person, you're walking in healthy, and you're having somebody inject something into your deltoid or your glute, you know, and it's a little frightening. It's a little it's counterintuitive, and it's against your animal instinct. But then again, flu kills. Alright, I mean, remember polio? That was a scary virus. Right? Your kid would wake up paralyzed. I mean, that was a scary virus. The one thing we know about viruses is they're unpredictable. And you can't vaccinate once you're sick, which is why the whole vaccine concept is still very difficult for a lot of people to take. And even the money doctors, you know, they look at people as kind of kooks, you know, if they don't want to get the vaccine. I don't, because I understand the apprehension. I understand psychology. You know, it's like, convince me to take my healthy child or my healthy self in and inject me. I get that. But I also understand viruses, bacteria. I also understand how vaccines work. And I understand, for the most part, what's in the vaccine. So I'm very comfortable with it. So I'm comfortable giving it to my family, having myself vaccinated, having my patients vaccinated. If I thought anything was unsafe, I wouldn't do it. You know, we've talked about drugs out there that I thought was unsafe. I don't do it. I don't recommend it. I told you guys how I had a, you know, kind of a yelling match with one of the reps for Vioxx because he was trying to tell me that the Vioxx, which was an anti-inflammatory medication, didn't bother blood pressure. And I'm like, listen to me. My patient's blood pressures are rising. I can't give them this medicine. It's bothering their blood pressure. Something's off. Something's not right. And I just stopped prescribing it and they weren't happy. But then later they took it off the market. So, you know, I get it. I get it. But I wouldn't be recommending it if I thought that it would hurt. So remember, if you're immunocompromised, if you're diabetic, anemic, prone to the flu, working in hospitals, etc., a kid, elderly, etc., all right, you should be in line for flu shots this year. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALIA. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, Hong Kong is now on high alert after an Indonesian domestic helper contracted the city's first human case of H7N9 avian flu. This is a 36-year-old maid. I guess she is in the hospital in critical condition, Ko Wing Mon. Ko Wing Mon is Hong Kong's Secretary for Food and Health. It said in a statement, they say the woman had recently traveled to Shenzhen, the mainland Chinese city nearest to Hong Kong, where she bought, slaughtered, and ate a chicken. Her close contacts have also been isolated in the hospital. Now, apparently, Hong Kong has raised its level of preparedness for an influenza pandemic to serious. Human infections from the H7N9 strain of bird flu first emerged in Shanghai in March this year. Within weeks, of more than 100 cases were confirmed. Now, this is one of those things where it's like, well, what the hell is this one now? Now, the WHO said it had been informed of a total of 139 laboratory-confirmed human cases of this virus, including 45 deaths. Now, they said that Hong Kong had said it had suspended the import of the live chickens from farms. All right, so obviously they think this has to do with, you know, the chickens. All right, right now we think here in the States we're fine, but we'll give you guys keep you guys posted on this. Hopefully she pulls through. And I tell you, these viruses scare me, but what's also scary is this story. Apparently there are 10 teenagers diagnosed with brain tumors, okay, in the same Los Angeles suburb. All right. Parents in a Los Angeles suburb have teamed up with Aaron Brockovich after at least 10 children have been diagnosed with brain tumors. Aaron Brockovich now is on the case. We remember her with some of her other feats that she's done in terms of, you know, looking for clusters of health problems. And this is kind of scary stuff. All right. They say a number of children in question attended Moore Park High School. It's a public school serving the area of 34,400 people. Now, of course, I mean, this isn't something where I want to scare anybody. I mean, right now, we don't have any leads on what could be causing the number of brain tumors, but apparently Brockovich says that further research into the case will be helped by a national disease tracking database. Now, I got to admit, I agree with that. Okay, and remember, Aaron Brockovich, right, she had, built the case against one of California's biggest gas companies after finding them at fault for a similar cancer cluster. And so, you know, some people get, you know, upset by people that, you know, quote-unquote stir things up. But if we do have clusters, epidemiologic clusters, that our CDC is looking at, I don't mind private enterprise looking at this, okay? We can't just rely on the government. All right, if you have a bunch of students, a bunch of people that have tumors, okay, we need to, and this is kind of scary stuff. I think it's a malignant glioblastoma. I need to look it up. This doesn't really go into what the type of brain tumor is, but it is malignant. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. I tell you. All right, let's see if we have any good news. Apparently, we may have some good news here, okay? Scientists discover radiation, quote-unquote, bomb that could wipe out HIV from somebody suffering. All right, apparently, a group of scientists in New York tried to see if you could use powerful doses of radiation, a radioactive smart bomb. All right. Researchers found that in patients who were blasted with a combination of antiviral drugs and the radiation, the treatment was more effective and made the HIV virus undetectable in the body. Now, I know some of you are like, wait a second, using radioimmunotherapy, right, are we going to kill healthy cells? Well, again, that's going to be the art of it, okay? If they could, you know, kill only the HIV cell and not healthy cells, that would be perfect. I wouldn't be surprised if you do have, you know, some cells killed in the crossfire, but they could have just set off these little tiny radioactive quote-unquote bombs, as they call it, and cause people to, radiation sickness, etc., and that medication be used. Anyway, Dr. Ekaterina Dadachova from the Albert Einstein College of Medicine in Bronx, New York, is behind this research and investigating if we could kill the white blood cells infected with HIV. Now, we've talked about white blood cells, and we've talked about how it's kind of very interesting. We've talked about how when HIV infects a white blood cell, it causes the white blood cell to then turn on itself. And when the white blood cell turns on itself, it then causes it to form the HIV. I mean, it doesn't like so much fight itself, but the HIV starts to replicate. And when the HIV starts to replicate, it then causes the cells to then make more HIV. As they make more HIV, now you have your own body's cells working for you, or working for the virus. That's why I got to say this HIV virus is one of the smartest viruses out there. I mean, this sucker is way, way smart. And so, with that, you end up having then, an infinite amount of possibilities for this HIV to spread. So it's pretty scary stuff. Now, again, we've been trying to fight HIV for 30 years. 30 years. And we've been using antivirals, or these retrovirals, I should say, these antiretrovirals, and they've been doing a pretty damn good job. But apparently, Dr. Dadachova says our studies show that radio immunotherapy is able to kill HIV-infected cells, both systematically and within the central nervous system. Because remember, we got to cross a blood-brain barrier. We've talked about that. So what they found is that the HIV cells that would hide in, like, nervous tissue, etc., it was able to combat that. So this is just one of those things where, I mean, they are just so close to cure. Sounds scary. All right, but remember, I mean, nobody's going to approve something that causes you to get cancer in and of itself. All right? So the antibody, apparently they use these antigens. We talked about antigens and antibodies. Antigens are like foreign objects like bacteria and viruses that kind of stimulate an immune response in the body. The antibody designed to recognize and bind to a specific cell antigen, it's kind of paired with a radioactive isotope. This gets injected into the patient's bloodstream. Then the laboratory-developed antibody travels to the target cell where the radiation is then delivered. All right? The antibodies bind to the infected cells and then kill them by the radiation, all right? Because when they bind them, that's when then they get the dose of the radiation. So it's not like we're just, you know, setting off these little bombs, kind of like, you know, on Candy Crush, where certain candies will just kind of sit there, and yeah. So, I don't know, this is pretty cool stuff. This is pretty cool stuff. So, I'll keep you guys posted as we get more. Okay, so I love it. I love it. All right, let me see. What else can we hit right now? Oh, boy, you guys are really suffering with the storm, aren't you? They call it now the Polar Express. Areas of Montana and the Dakotas are supposed to be reaching the low 20s. Storms hit the Rockies. You know, where I lived, we had a storm. Remember, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. All right, and I was out there looking for snow. It was windy. Apparently, the mountains got snow, but not, where I live. I wish we got some snow. But apparently, you guys are dealing with a huge, huge, quote-unquote, Polar Express. And so it's one of those things where right now we are on alert. I mean, I know we worry about, you know, flu and we worry about sickness, but we're also worried about this is a very high time for heart attacks. You know, when the cold hits, that's where we have stress on the body. We always hear of somebody who was shoveling their sidewalk dying of a heart attack. Now, this is why, and I apologize for not reminding you guys last month, but remember we talked about how people would drop dead shoveling snow or putting up Christmas lights or dealing with roofs, etc. All right. And it's not so much a shoveling of the snow. It was that was a pretty heavy activity. And it was the type of activity where you just can't, stop. It's not like, oh, I'm going to take a break. This is something where you're like, I'm not going to stop till I get it done. And so, unfortunately, you have people that are undergoing an enormously amount of activity all of a sudden. And this enormous amount of activity all of a sudden, I guess, is something that strains the heart. And if the heart ends up having a plaque rupture because of the stress of the cold or the cortisol and the stress of all the work, or you already have blocked arteries, etc., unfortunately, this could ensue a heart attack. So for those of you that are high risk for heart disease, if we've talked about that, okay, you need to get your heart checked before you start taking on some heavy sort of activity, such as shoveling the snow. Make sure you guys have your generators. Make sure your generators aren't in places where you will have recirculated air or no, shall we say, aeration of it, because we don't want carbon monoxide poisoning. I want to make sure you guys' fire alarms already have new batteries. You were supposed to do that during daylight savings time. Rather than enjoying the extra hour, you're supposed to check the batteries. Also, carbon monoxide monitors, okay? You got to make sure your carbon monoxide monitors are up. This is the time to prepare. I'm a huge fan of Freeze Dry Guy, right? If you have issues because of the snowstorm, right, can't travel because the streets aren't paved or not so much paved but plowed, again, always good to have food. But just prepare, people. All right, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I am not playing Candy Crush on break. I got to tell you, though, this Candy Crush is addictive. Man. You know what? You know what stinks is I was playing my Candy Crush on break. I'm sorry I lied to you. I really was playing Candy Crush on break, but I forgot to pee. So I better remember, you know, because I'm like, oh, I'll just play a little bit of Candy Crush, and then I'll go to the bathroom on break, and I'll get back on air. So that's okay. It's all right. I won't get a UTI. I'll just hold it. This is an interesting question. RT writes, doctor, my wife was diagnosed with a yeast infection on Friday, but we had sex the week before. Now I have redness, flaking. He goes into a bunch of symptoms. Could I have a yeast infection being a man? What do I do? We've talked about this on air, men getting yeast infections. right, from having sex with their wife who possibly had yeast, then you giving it back to her? Absolutely. Men could carry the yeast on them. Now, usually what we do is if we have a couple where the lady comes in and say, look, I keep having, shall we say, I keep getting these yeast infections month after month. And we check her for diabetes. We always want to check her for diabetes because chronic yeast infections could be a sign of diabetes. Okay, whether you have yeast in the mouth, etc. We always check for HIV also. Being immunosuppressed, you could have signs of thrush, yeast in the mouth, etc. And then we go, well, what about your partner? I mean, are you, because by the time you treat yourself with yeast cream, you probably had, or a medication like Diflucan, you probably had yeast for a while. So if you had sex before you were diagnosed, you probably gave yeast to the other partner. Now, yeast is not considered a sexually transmitted disease, but if you look at the definition, yeah. I mean, you got it during sex, and now you have it on you. So it doesn't carry the same stigma, you know, but it still could, you know, lead to the embarrassment that a lot of people have when you send a man to the MySelect section at Walmart, right, to go and get some yeast cream. So absolutely. The only thing is, okay, where we got to be careful here is if any of you men are having any redness or flaking on your penis at all, I always worry about maybe penile cancer or something else. Now, you could have a balanitis, a yeast type of infection. That's very, very common. We try some yeast cream. We see if we heal it up. But if it doesn't go away, any sort of lesions there, you need to get it checked out. And I usually would send my patients to a urologist for that. I don't do penile biopsies. I don't anymore. I just kind of let the urologist do that, all right? You would numb it up locally. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there are penile blocks. We used to do, you know, for circumcision, okay, you know, with a child, you would do a penile block, all right, where you inject around the penis. For many men, I would let the urologist decide. I don't want to go there. For the love of the Lord, though, don't use epinephrine, okay, because you don't want to asphyxiate, not have any blood flow go in there. Okay. Anyway, but absolutely. Men could carry the yeast. They got to go and put a cream on them for the next few days. I would not resume sex until we know she is free of yeast and you are free of yeast. Now, men also get yeast infections in other areas too, which could be a sign of diabetes. So we always want to check that out too. And so people seem to forget. Now, many of you will get, let's say, jock itch. Okay, so you'll have this itchy rash in the crux area, right, or the saddle area of your body, groin area, etc. Most jock itch doesn't mean diabetes, but I got to tell you, a lot of my diabetic men, they got a fungal infection down there. So if you continually get, you know, jock itch or whatever, which is tinea cruris, we call it. Tinea is the fungus. Cruris, the crux, a lot of times it's red. It's very well demarcated. A yeast infection on the skin will have a very distinct border as opposed to a bacterial infection that happens on the skin. It seems kind of red and you kind of have to look twice to kind of find the border of it. Okay? Unless, of course, it's a big blown abscess or pimple or something like that. Viral infections of the skin will usually have vesicles. Or you will have a multiple lumpy, bumpy type of look when you get these viral exanthems in kids. So it's kind of easy to pick out a lot of these rashes and be able to figure it out. But like ringworm, okay, some of you guys get tinea corporis. Corporis is body, okay, so that's ringworm. And it's fungus on the body, tinea corporis. And with tinea corporis, these are these big, round, well-demarcated lesions that look like they have a red ring, hence ringworm. The center is a little bit more pale. They're not target lesions. Target lesions can be something else where you have like a red center, then you got white, and then you got the ring. Those are different. Okay, that needs to have a different workup. The ringworm, it usually has this red border boundary. Sometimes it could be a few millimeters thick, and it just seems to grow outward, and that's how fungus works. With ringworm, we use a topical antifungal for a few weeks. I don't like this 3 days. A lot of you guys have an antifungal. You pat it on for a couple days. You see it start to fade, and you go, I'm done. No, you're not done, okay? You're not done. Usually with fungus, you got to treat it for a good couple weeks. Yeah, I have so many patients that have vaginal yeast infections, they do a one-day treatment. Now, why would a one-day treatment work if most fungal infections need a good couple weeks? Usually a fungal infection needs a good couple weeks, okay? It does. to kill the fungus. Fungus is pretty resilient. However, when you start to change the environment, so for example, vaginas are considered hostile environments for a lot of things because it has a lot of bacteria and it's acidic. So sometimes these one-day creams kill enough of the fungus to allow your natural bacteria to grow and then produce the acid, and now you're in self-healing mode again. The reason why we get yeast infections is we're exposed to yeast all the time. There's fungus and yeast all over the place. We're all surrounded by fungi all the time. All right, but it starts to take over when you're immunosuppressed. So if you, let's say, took a whole bunch of antibiotics, you knocked out your normal flora, your normal bacteria help fight infection. So if you wipe that out, then the acidic environment on your teeth, the acidic environment in a vagina, for men even, on the skin or whatever sort of, I don't want to say the skin is acidic, but whatever that bacteria does, bacteria keeps fungi away because bacteria make acid. They don't drop acid, they make acid. Big difference. So the less bacteria you have, the chance for a fungal infection. And fungal septicemia we'll sometimes see in hospital patients that are on antibiotics a lot. Pretty scary stuff. So I know some of you are like, oh, wait a second, how do we get to a male yeast infection to fungal septicemia? Very easy. Go back and listen to the replay if you're confused. So immunosuppressed people. So a one-day treatment with vaginal yeast cream, I don't see it always being successful. It doesn't have the highest success rate. I think the three-day creams work better. But changing the environment so bacteria could start to grow is sometimes enough of what needs to be done. When we talked about the Clostridium difficile, that nasty bug bacteria that overgrows, it's an opportunistic infection in people's colons because you took antibiotics and all the other bacteria that keep Clostridium away are gone, or a lot of it's gone. What do? We do fecal transplants. We introduce the bacteria back in there. You put the bacteria back in there, you can maybe fight the Clostridium. So it's very interesting when we use other bacteria, right? It's like using pathogens to fight pathogens. That's how penicillin was made, right? We found the fungus, penicillium. Penicillium warded off bacteria. So you have fungus warding off bacteria. You got bacteria warding off fungus. And that's what makes the world go round. It's fascinating. You know, if any of you guys are ever bored, I would really urge you to take a microbiology class at your nearest community college or university. It is some fascinating stuff. And looking at this stuff, I mean, like the amoebas and the paramecium and the protozoa and the trypomonas. I mean, oh, my gosh, I could do that all day. Another, quote, unquote, sexually transmitted disease, which we don't consider a sexually transmitted disease. What are the sexually transmitted diseases? HIV, right? Herpes, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, trichomonas. Trichomonas is a vaginal infection, makes a quote-unquote strawberry cervix, very frothy type discharge. It's pretty bad, pretty kind of painful sometimes for these women. All right, and then, of course, HPV, human papillomavirus. Human papillomavirus doesn't carry the stigma like all the other ones do, even though human papillomavirus can cause cervical cancer, can cause throat cancer and death. But bacteria vaginosis is another bacteria that overgrows that men and women or partners could give back to each other. We usually use flagyl and medication. People don't like it because can't drink on it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Great question, RT. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money. But the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you heard yesterday that George Zimmerman, I guess, was in jail yesterday. He was arrested. And from what I understand, he is due in Florida court to face a felony charge of aggravated assault with a weapon. Apparently, his girlfriend, Samantha Scheib, had called 911 saying that he was breaking things and breaking glass and kicking her out of the house, but it was her house, and he pointed a gun at her face. Okay, and then his 911 call, he was very calm, and he said she's pregnant. She said she's not pregnant, but he said she's pregnant. She completely wigged out, was throwing things, broke glass, and he's not sure what to do, and he's calling for help. So, what I understand is he was the one that was arrested, okay? And what's also a little confusing is I'm being told that when he was arrested, he was unarmed, and he was very calm about it. And so, you know, this whole George Zimmerman thing being in the news, I mean, I think many of us are kind of sick of the whole George Zimmerman story. I mean, it was tragic, a tragic case, and I think a lot of us wanted to move on with what happened with Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman. It was a very exhaustive type process, and again, our hearts are with Trayvon Martin's family. But then, you know, you also wonder, is this guy going to be marked from here on out? I mean, any time he's in a relationship, okay, let's assume he didn't put a gun to her face and he didn't just go and wig out, which to me is kind of odd. You would think the guy would be laying low right now, okay? I mean, does he have a temper? We don't know that, okay? Every time we've seen him, he's been pretty calm, but who knows? Maybe he has a temper. Maybe he does like to wave the gun in the face, whatever. But then on the flip side, everybody is going to take the other person's side. If all they have to do is claim that he's got a gun and he's pointing a gun at them. Now, could this possibly be just one now big joke for the next few decades? Where any time he has a relationship issue, somebody is going to call 911 like his ex-wife did, or I think he's still in the process of divorcing like his wife did, etc., saying that, saying he's got a gun. And then do you always need a witness with you? I mean, this is one of those things where it's like, I'm not saying he's innocent, I'm not saying he's guilty, but how do you even move on from here relationship-wise? Now, many people are on the assumption that this guy does have some anger management problems, and he does wield his gun around the place, and he does break things, etc. But then, you know, I also just stop and think, and I go, now, wait a second. I mean, from here on out, anybody could say that, and they'll probably be believed to some degree, because this is George Zimmerman. And so how do you enter relationships, right, that could become volatile and protect yourself from arrest? I mean, I don't know. Now, again, he was arrested, and nobody's going to make the same mistake of not arresting him. So if he was unarmed and, you know, it was the girlfriend that threw things around and broke everything, how do you protect yourself? Now, let's then take this to something that I see with many domestic disputes, okay? Unfortunately, there's a lot of domestic violence, and we have many people who are victims of domestic violence, and it's horrible. It's horrifying. And I commend all the, excuse me, and I'm hiccuping and I'm burping and I'm coughing, but I commend all the work we've done on trying to educate people and prevent it, and we still have a lot of work to be done. But another subject that doesn't get talked about are the people accused of domestic violence that don't do it. I'm not saying this is the case of George Zimmerman. We're moving on from George Zimmerman. I have no idea if he's innocent, guilty, what, okay? But what do you do if you are in a relationship where somebody claims that you're hitting her, you're being violent, you're et cetera. You know, we talked about being accused of date rape when a relationship goes bad. You know, how do you protect yourself? Now, again, you know, it's very easy for us to talk about the other subject that's a lot more common. We have many people who are assaulted, many people who are victimized. It's horrible. And it's horrifying that this happens. All right? But also horrifying are the innocent people accused because somebody is falsely accusing them. How do you protect yourself? And there's a lot of you guys out there that do worry about that. You're in a relationship. Everything's going fine. You start to take it to the bedroom. You realize this is not something you want to have long term. You express that early on. She accuses you of rape. How do you protect yourself? It's really, really hard to have witnesses. Now, you know, one thing I would probably like to get somebody from our local police department to talk to us about how they determine, and I don't know if that would be information made publicly, because again, you could have these predators that could try to cover it up. Like, for example, I mean, we can't say, well, if there were pictures of you and the alleged woman, and she looked like she was, let's say, all over you, and, you know, then that would protect you. Well, not entirely, okay, because you could have roofied, right? Or somebody could claim, well, you took advantage of her because she was drunk. She never still wanted to have sex. Who was it? I think somebody from Glee, the guy that plays Puck, I think he was accused of date rape because they were in bed naked, and she didn't want him to enter, and he did. I mean, it's one of those things where it's just something that needs a conversation, and it needs some, shall we say, some training, okay? I mean, I got two boys, and they are going to be high school boys, and then hopefully they go to college, they'll be college boys. I'm assuming that they're going to be stereotypical of boys being, I guess, on the hunt for women. And it's a thought that I really can't bear to even think about, because I'm a mother, and the only woman in their life really should be their mama. I can't even imagine them even wanting anybody else when they're just little babies. But they are going to, I understand, they're going to get married. They're going to have to get married. I get that, okay? Even though they'll still know that mama is mama, okay? You know, they could love their wife, but they need to love their mama more, okay? Yes, the kids are going to be really deranged later, okay? I'm going to make sure of that. But anyway, okay, so they're going to get married, whatever. And I mean, you know, I try to talk to the boys about that, okay? We don't use the word sex in my house. We use lovey-dovey, okay? You know, we go, you know what? You got to be careful who you're doing lovey-dovey with. Okay, Mom, I don't want to talk about that. Mom, I can't talk to you about that. Leave me alone. Okay, so they don't want me to talk about that. All right, but, I mean, and like I said, we understand there's a lot of assault, there's a lot of domestic violence. That happens more than an innocent person being accused. And it's terrifying to think what's going on out there. But we do need to have the conversation with certain people with how to protect yourself from being falsely accused. Because, unfortunately, there are people that do that. And that's scary. For those of us with sons, grandsons, etc., we don't want them in that position. You know, and what if you do have a little bit of a record? You know, let's say you got caught cheating once at school. You got caught, you know, you were cheating in the third grade, etc. Okay, well then fifth grade, something happens. Okay? Who's going to be the first one looked at? The one with the history or the one that didn't have the history? Same thing. You might have gotten to a fight with a girlfriend. It might have gotten bad. She might have hit you. You might have pushed her back. She fell back. She bruised. Okay? You have now a domestic violence or a domestic battery history. Okay, you're marked. I don't know what to say. I have no idea what advice to give you guys. All right. Now, again, the easiest advice when it comes to date rape is, you know, waiting until you're married. Okay, if she's your wife, yes, there is spousal abuse, etc. But if you're having sex on your honeymoon, okay, you know, it's going to be very, very unlikely to be accused of date rape on your honeymoon. But we don't live in a society where that happens now. People are having sex all the time, and they're with people that they're not unioned with. And so a lot of things can happen logistically. All right, litigiously. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Okay, here it is. Life Change Tees Commitment to Excellence. Once again, Ronnie McMullen here, challenging you to a better lifestyle and health. On my radio show, I challenge people to think and act on good mental health, and this, in turn, promotes great physical health. Life Change Tee is a head start product to help aid your health and bring you your best life. And Life Change Tee doesn't taste like tea. It tastes great. So now, here's your holiday bonus. Buy now a 1 month supply and we'll give you 2 weeks for free. It's our holiday giveaway and it's the best sell of the year. Lose weight and feel great this holiday season. So order now. Call 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Remember, we love our customers, and our customers love our tea. GetTheTea.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.